Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. Today, you guys, we're Rhema Word reading Matthew's chapter 27. Yesterday, you know, we read about the crucifixion of Christ and how wonderful and grateful and honored we are to him, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, that you did not come down off the cross, because if you would have, we would have all been lost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, Lord God. We thank you for being amongst us. We thank you, Father, that you have created us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Lord God. And we say we worship you. We magnify you. We honor and adore you. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Father God, we ask that you just give us ears to hear the spirit of what the spirit of the Lord is saying. Give us eyes to see. Give us a heart to receive your engrafted word. But Father, you said when two or three are joined together, there you are in the midst of us. So Holy Spirit, I thank you for manifesting yourself amongst us. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You guys ready? You guys ready? You guys ready? I was just inviting a few people in, see if they wanted to come over and stop and fellowship. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, as we read the Rhema word, line upon line and precept upon precept. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys, we do this every morning. This is that, when he says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is that, this is that, this is that, this is that, this is that. I'm leaving a digital footprint behind, some social media, right? So when we turn to go more towards paperless, our children and our children, I declare and I decree that the word of the Lord shall not depart from your household in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the crucifixion. And thank you, Lord, for the resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You guys ready? Getting ready to go in. We're getting ready. Here we go. Matthew's 27, New Living Translation. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Thank you, Lord. Matthew's 27, Matthew's 27, Matthew's 27. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So here we're speaking about the when Judas hung himself, right? We on 28. Are we on 28, you guys? We on 28. I am so sorry. This is why somebody better help me out, because we on Matthew's 28, not 27. I'm sorry, you guys. We're talking about the resurrection. Yesterday, Judas hung himself, right? After he betrayed Jesus. Okay, here we go. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning. I was inviting some people. Oh, good morning, Elder. Samuel. Just Rhema reading the word of the Lord, Matthew's 28, New Living Translation. We just go on line upon line. We just go do some Bible reading, not some scripture reading, right? We're getting ready to see. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection. 28, verse 1. He said, early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they went out to visit the tomb. Oh, boy. Thank you, Lord. Verse 2, it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. He rolled away the stone and sat on it. Thank you, Lord. He says his because we know what's getting ready to happen, right? So I'm so excited. Even though I know what it's gonna say, I'm just so excited because you know what? Every day, thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power. It says, verse 3, it says his face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. He said the guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. They passed out, you guys, when the presence of the Lord came manifested in front of them. So listen here, when you see people at the altar and the power of God is hitting them and they falling out, that's real. In case you haven't experienced that, I've experienced that. No man put his hands on me, but the power of God, glory, hallelujah, I'm telling you, that the power of God is even present right now. Verse 5, it says, then the angel spoke to the woman. He said, they said, don't be afraid. He said, I know you are looking for Jesus. Is anybody looking for Jesus? Because he said, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He's a present help. He's right here, right now. This is not just a story. You guys, this really happened. This is not just a good Bible story. I'm telling you, this really happened. Right? God's word has got to be our absolute truth. Here it goes. He said, then the angel spoke to the woman. Don't be afraid. He said, I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He said, he isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Thank you, Lord. He says, just as he said would happen. He's risen. God is not dead. How many of you know that Jesus Christ is still Lord and he's not dead? He's sitting at the right hand side of the Father, making intercessions for us, and his blood is on the mercy seat. Thank you, Lord. He says, come see where his body was lying. He's not in that tomb anymore. He's not dead, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, is alive. Verse 7, my heart is just tender towards him. Verse 7, and now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. God is not dead, you guys. He is alive. He's not just a prophet, but he is the Son of God. And I declare and I decree that Jesus Christ, he is Lord, and he is the only way. He is the only truth, and he's the only life. He is the only way back to our Abba Father. You guys know he was already all right, right? But he came down from heaven. He came down from where he was, and he lowered himself, made himself lower than the angels, and made no reputation for himself. He said, I didn't even come to be served. He said, I came to serve. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your life, for dying in my place. I don't know how you feel about that, but this is real to me. This is a rhema word. This is not just a good story. He says, and now go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen. I'm telling you, as disciples of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and he's going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you. Verse 8, it says, the women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. Are any of you guys rushing to go tell people that Jesus Christ, he's still alive, he's still rule, and he's still reign, and he's still the only way back to the Father? Are any of you guys running to go and tell? We got to go and tell. We got to be telltales of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to continue to gossip about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. My only reason for being on social media, any kind of social media, is to gossip about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here they went to evangelize. These women were going to evangelize. They were going to tell the good news. They was going to go and talk about and tell about the resurrection. Have you told? We got to make sure that we're telling somebody somewhere about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I was on the phone with my son yesterday, and he was in a restaurant. And He had me on loudspeaker, and I just heard that labor that the Lord has sent across his path. And she was in there saying, no, but he was saying, but I grew up in church. My mom raised me in church. And she said, no, but you know, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. I heard the witness in the background. I said, Lord, thank you for your labors. Thank you, Father, for using us as laborers in your harvest. Here I am, Lord. I'll be a laborer. I'll go and tell, Lord. Verse 9, it says, and as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Verse 10, and then it says, then Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. He said, listen, fear not. Let me tell you, he said, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee and they will see me there. Thank you, Lord. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Because see, not only is the Spirit of the living God with us, not only is God for us, but as born again believers, the Spirit of the living God is on the inside of us, right? Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you guys remember that his Spirit, you're not alone. You're never alone. He's not just with me. He's not just for me, but the Spirit of the living God is on the inside of us. Our body is the temple. Can you grasp that? The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power that raised Jesus, that's the power that's going to quicken our mortal body, but that's that same Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us. Your body, I remember when the Lord gave me that revelation that, you know, just knowing the scripture don't mean that you know it. You can know something, but then not believe it. I like to say, do we know how to do what we know? Because we can be well-versed and not have a revelation of what it says. So I remember the day, because I've been knowing the scripture for over 20 some years, that my body was the temple. But I remember when he revealed it to me, like when the Holy Spirit gave me a rhema word, he said, listen here, you, it's not possible for you to be alone, because not only am I everywhere at the same time, I'm not just the present help in your time of trouble. I need you to understand that my Spirit lives on the inside of you. So it's not possible to be alone. It doesn't matter what you feel like, because feelings are flaky, right? And that's the arena with the enemy works in, through the work of our flesh, through our emotions. Let me explain to you. Our body is the temple. That means right now it's in him and because of him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. The very breath that we breathe comes from him. Thank you, Lord. He's breathing through me. He breathed through man. He breathed through man and he became a living being. He created him from the dirt and then he breathed through him, right? And then he became a living being. The very breath right now, this breath that I'm breathing, it comes from him. So why not use it to give the Lord Jesus Christ praise? He says that the governor hears about it. As the women was on their way, let me go back there. Some of the guards went into the city and told the leading priests what had happened. Verse 12, a meeting with the elders were called and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. They told the soldiers, you must say Jesus' disciples came during the night while he was sleeping and they stole his body. So you must lie, because we're trying to keep this truth from coming out. So you must tell this lie. You must take it and you must twist it. And so we see the devil here in operation. Don't want people to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse 14, he says, if the governors hear about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get in trouble. So the guards accepted the bribes and said what they were told to say. Their story spread widely amongst the Jews, and they still tell it today. For the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, right? Verse 16, he says, then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, thank you, Lord, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Some of them still doubted. Even after they saw him, some of them still refused to believe. But the ones that believed the word of the Lord, they was able to see the word the Lord manifest. They, those that believe, was able to see. You know, it's the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God. So when our heart is good ground, when our heart is like a pot of soil and the seed is the word of the Lord. And when our heart is good ground and we hear the word, because faith cometh by hearing, right? And when we hear the word, that's hearing it. But when we believe it, we receive it and it goes down. And we will bring forth, that word will manifest in our lives. We will bear fruit. God says it brings some great pleasure when we are fruitful. He wants us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Verse 18, Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority. Jesus said, listen here. I've been given all, he told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore go, he said, listen to this. He commissioned him, he called him. He said, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. These new disciples, teach these new disciples. He said, teach, Jesus is telling them what to do here. He said, listen. Verse 20, he said, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this. He said, I want you to be sure. I want you to always know. I'll be sure of this, he says. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God is with us always. God is with us always. The Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of us, and our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living, can we just meditate on that? Our body, the Spirit of the living God is on the inside of me. It's not possible for me to be alone when the Spirit of the living God is on the inside of me. The same power. You guys, we're finished. We done rhyme or read Matthew 28, New Living Translation. Go back and read it and meditate on it and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. But my takeaway from Matthew 28 is that God is not dead. He has risen, and that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of us. And as he is, so are we in this world. You guys, I'm getting ready to go. Vanessa, thank you, my beautiful sister, and everyone else who joined in today for our Rhema word read of Matthew 28. I just want to exhort you, encourage you, and remind you that you are not alone. God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And he cares about us, and he's mindful of us. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to rest in the Lord, having childlike faith, trusting and believing that God's word cannot return unto him void. And he said that we believe Acts 16:31, not only shall we be saved, but our house. So whatever it is that you believe in God for, have confidence in his love for you, and know and understand that he is not a liar, but he watches over his own word to perform it. His word will not return unto him void, but he watches over it to perform it. It will accomplish those things whereunto it has been sent. Have faith in what God say, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So to please God is to believe God, because when we don't believe God, we call him a liar, right? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must first believe that he does exist and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Do you know God rewards us when we're diligently seeking him? He who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful, and he will surely bring it to pass. So whatever it is that you're believing God for, hold fast to the confession of your faith. Do not come up off that word. It doesn't matter what it looked like. We walk by what we believe, not by what we see. The just shall live by faith, not by what we see. Whatever it is, I don't know. Whatever it is that you're believing God for. What is the counsel of God concerning that issue? What does the word of God say pertaining to that? Just know that God is our present help in our time of trouble. All right, I'm getting ready to end it. You guys be so blessed. Thank you again for joining in on my Rhema word read. I'll catch you back again tomorrow morning before we head off to church, okay? I love you guys. Thank you guys so much. I'm excited. Make sure you tell somebody. Let somebody know that Jesus Christ lives and he still reigns and he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. All righty. Guys, have a blessed day. Like I always say, keep looking for what's good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, wonderful day. Okay? And you guys go back and read it. Matthew 28. See what the Lord is saying to you. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we leave today, we ask that you just use us as a labor across the path of someone else so we can do just like they did. And we'll make sure we'll go and tell. We'll be telling tales, Lord God. We'll talk to the person in the grocery store. We'll pray for the person at Walmart and right there between the aisles and between the clothes, Father. Wherever we go, Father God, we say, we yield, we surrender. Father, here we are. Use us however you see fit, for your word is our command. And we come today, again today, saying we come to serve you, not to be served, but we come to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I'm getting ready to go, Vanessa. You have a wonderful day. You guys keep looking for what's good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, wonderful day. All righty. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good report, make sure whatever things praiseworthy, think on these things. That's the word of the Lord. Okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Be blessed, be encouraged. Thank you guys for joining in on my YouTube live. And like I always say, make sure you guys hit that like, that subscribe bell, and hit that notification bell over there in that corner. So when I come on, you guys will know that I am here. And you guys remember, all my books are online, all books online. Amazon, right? Under Pearly Martin Books, okay? And if you guys want to know how to create a simple website, if you guys want to know how to create your own book, just know I made some tutorial videos. It's on my Payhip page. You guys can go visit my Facebook page at Rap Time Martin, and there's a lot of links and stuff over there. Click on some of those links. All righty. You guys have a blessed day. Until tomorrow, I'll catch you guys later. How about that? If it's the Lord's will, I'll catch you again tomorrow. All righty. Hi guys, this is Arthur Pearly Martin. Remember to pick up all my books online at Arthur Pearly Martin, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, under Pearly Martin Books. You guys, remember to like this, to subscribe to this podcast, help support this podcast, hit that subscribe button. And you guys make sure that you share the link. But more than anything, you guys stroll through here. I have over 200 some episodes. Stroll through here and see if God has a word for you. Again, this is Arthur Pearly Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. You guys be blessed. And like I always say, keep looking for what's good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout your day.